It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz on Kamala Harris's promise last night on the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. to hire both Democrats and Republicans to the White House if elected.
She's pledged to make sure we bring those dissenting voices in. They're going to have a seat at the table because that's how we find real solutions. So I think that crowd in D.C. Got to witness what Americans are hungry for, a unifying president, one that wants to find solutions.
Walz on Good Morning America. Donald Trump was on Fox last night telling Hannity he didn't know the comedian at his Madison Square Garden show who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
I have no idea who it is, never saw him, never heard of him, and don't want to hear of him, but I have no idea. They put a comedian in, which everybody does. You throw comedians in, you don't vet them and go crazy. It's nobody's fault.
The University of Florida's election project says 51 million Americans have already voted. The Yankees keeping their World Series hopes alive. This is ABC News. In eastern Spain, at least 63 people have now died in flash flooding and strong enough to carry away cars in the Valencia region. Hollywood saying goodbye to an actress who made us laugh and an activist who helped in the fight against MS.
Terry Garr's breakthrough role was in 1974 in the Mel Brooks comedy Young Frankenstein. In 1982, she was nominated for an Oscar starring opposite Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie.
Don't get mad at me!
Well, stop being a doormat then!
I'm not a doormat!
In the late 90s, Garr had a recurring role on Friends as Phoebe's estranged mother.
You know, we were always together.
Since 2002, Garr had suffered from multiple sclerosis. It took her life at the age of 79. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And questions about some expensive soap dispensers on planes bought by the federal government. A Pentagon watchdog claims Boeing overcharged the Air Force by nearly 8,000% for soap dispensers on transport planes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off beauty, just like Friends and Family can. That's 15% off your favorite fragrances, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin.
Enrollment is up across the universities of Wisconsin system. Fall 2024 enrollment increased by 1.2% or 1,900 students. That's the second straight year of enrollment growth across Wisconsin's 13 public universities. Eight of the schools saw enrollment growth for 2024, but two-year branch campuses saw enrollment drop by 22%. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has a new motorist handbook that uses plain language to deliver driver information that's easy to read. It's been updated to address advances in road design like diverging diamond interchanges, dynamic shoulder use, and roundabouts, as well as the most up-to-date highway signs. And now's the time to get kids ready for the time change this weekend. UW Health says that sunlight exposure plays a big part in a kid's sleep schedule. They suggest that parents should try pushing back kids' bedtime by 15 minutes a day until the time change to get them ready for the change on Sunday morning.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, downtown Durand, Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Dunn County leaders want Wisconsin to expand the state's health care program. The Dunn County Board this week approved a resolution calling on the state legislature to expand Medicaid. Human Services Director Paula Winter says there are too many uninsured people in Dunn County, and that means the county has to foot the bill when these people get sick or need medical care. Winter says that the county's community support program and crisis intervention services are the most expensive. Lawmakers in Wisconsin have resisted expanding Medicaid for years, saying adding more people to the system would be too expensive. Schools across southeast Minnesota are helping students explore promising careers by giving them opportunities for up-close tours of local manufacturing companies and in-depth knowledge of skilled-based careers. Students from Wabasha, Kellogg, Red Wing, and Plainview Elgin Millville will attend Construct Tomorrow. And tour companies like Crenello Engineering Cabs. According to Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development, manufacturing roles constitute 11% of all available jobs in Minnesota. Last year, manufacturing contributed $57 billion, or 12%, to the Minnesota economy. The average annual manufacturing wage in Minnesota, $79,000 a year. That's 10% above the average for all jobs. The teenager accused of killing Lily Peters is finally going to answer for charges against him. A judge in Chippewa County yesterday set an arraignment for December 16th. The hearing comes after the teen's lawyer did not appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to try to keep the case in juvenile court. The teenager is accused of killing and sexually assaulting Peters as she was walking home back in April of 2022. She was 10 years old. He was 14 at the time. The case has been delayed because of the back and forth over whether the teenager would even be tried. Even with the new movement, it will be sometime next year before that trial could begin. Wisconsin election managers say nearly a million people have already voted. In Milwaukee, that city's election commission said 63,000 people had already voted. The tallies are different in each community, but local clerks all say they're seeing more interest in early voting this year. Voters can continue to cast their ballots in person until Friday. After that, you'll have to wait for Election Day to vote. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Supreme Court has ruled that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. must remain on the ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kennedy, who dropped out of the presidential race in August, was looking to be removed from the ballot in the key swing states after endorsing Donald Trump. State election officials had already said early and absentee voting in the states was well underway, but the Supreme Court giving a decision on the emergency appeal with no further explanation. A former Minnesota state trooper accused of causing a deadly crash is asking a judge to dismiss 8 of 9 charges against him. Shane Roper faces several offenses, including second-degree manslaughter and criminal vehicular homicide. Both charges carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in jail. Roper's attorneys recently filed a motion claiming prosecutors failed to meet their burden of offering direct evidence that showed their client's actions led to the cause of death. The defendant is expected back in court November 21st. Wisconsin's state superintendent says she'll ask for $60 million to recruit and retain educators in the state. Dr. Jill Utterly says her proposal would pay for licenses for new teachers, stipends to help student teachers reduce debt, and a new grant program to expand the education workforce. She's also proposed free breakfast and lunch for all Wisconsin students last week. The full Department of Public Instruction budget proposal will be released next month. A leading sauerkraut producer is moving its headquarters to Wisconsin. Fermented Food Holdings will invest $13 million at its production facility in the Outagamie County village of Bear Creek and will relocate its corporate headquarters to Madison. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awarded the company $500,000 in performance-based tax credits to make the move. The sauerkraut maker looks to increase its annual capacity by 20 million pounds of cabbage and add 60 jobs due to the expansion. By the way, Wisconsin is the fourth largest producer of cabbage in the United States. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenshinsky. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and worked to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Prenshinsky for Assembly.
The New York Yankees have forced a Game 5 in the World Series after blowing out the Dodgers 11-4 in New York on Tuesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Anthony Volpe clubbed a grand slam, while Austin Wells and Gleyber Torres also went yard for New York. Freddie Freeman made history after becoming the first player to hit a home run in six straight World Series games. He clubbed a two-run shot in the first for the Dodgers. Yankees still trail 3-1 in the series. They'll host Game 5 tonight. White Sox have a new skipper, hiring Will Venable as their manager on Tuesday. Sox coming off the worst season in the history of modern Major League Baseball, finishing 41-121. Brewers signed their pitching coach, Chris Hook, to a multi-year contract. He had been with the Brewers organization since 2008, taking over the pitching staff in 2019. Under Hook, the Brewers ranked fifth in Major League Baseball and second in the National League, behind only the Dodgers in earned run average. Brewers also second in that time in all of baseball in strikeouts. Packers return to work today, starting preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Lions at Lambeau Field. Detroit 6-1, a half game up on the Packers, or 6-2. The Packers may have to count on their backup quarterback, Malik Willis, again this week. Jordan Love left last week's win over Jacksonville with a groin injury, leaving him questionable for this week's game. The Packers are 3-0 in games that Willis has played in, though.
The moment's not too big for him, and I don't think that's the case for everybody. It seems like his heartbeat, it just stays pretty consistent. I mean, there were some big-time plays he made in that game, obviously, and I also think the belief that the team has in him and his ability to lead us.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Wisconsin women's hockey team holds down the unanimous number one spot in week 7 of the USA Hockey Women's College Hockey Poll. The Badgers off to a 10-0 start on the season. They'll open a two-game series at St. Cloud State on Friday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
The Minnesota Timberwolves came up short in a 120-114 loss to the Dallas Mavericks at the Target Center. Anthony Edwards scored 24 points in the first quarter, but the Wolves gave up a 10-point second quarter lead by halftime. Minnesota made a run at the end of the game before Dallas pulled away. Edwards finished with 37 points in the losing effort. The 2-2 Wolves will host Denver Friday. Marc-Andre Fleury played in front of the Pittsburgh Penguins for likely the last time, as he led Minnesota to a 5-3 win over the Pens last night. The former Penguins goaltender made 26 saves in the victory. The Penguins got out to an early 2-0 lead, but then the Wild scored the next four goals to take control of the contest. Freddie Giroudeau lit the lamp twice in the victory, while Mats Zuccolo and Kirill Kasparov also found the back of the net. The Wild have now won 5 of 6. The Wild will host the Lightning on Friday. The Minnesota Vikings are making a deal with the Jaguars ahead of next week's trade deadline. According to multiple reports, Minnesota is trading for Jacksonville's starting left tackle Cam Robinson. The Vikings are sending the Jags a conditional 2026 fifth-round pick. The Vikings are also receiving a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick. The trade comes after Minnesota starting left tackle Christian Darrisaw suffered a season-ending knee injury last week against the Rams. Robinson has started all 91 games he's played in since being drafted by Jacksonville in 2017. A showdown in the NFC North this weekend as the Packers will square off against the Lions from Lambeau Field. Green Bay is coming off a late win over the Jaguars, where Brandon McManus nailed the game-winning field goal for the second straight week. The Packers are in second place in the NFC North at 6-2, while the Lions are in first at 6-1. In other team news, the team signed linebacker Jamin Davis to the practice squad yesterday.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In the most recent installment of Ask Max that appears in Wisconsin Outdoor News, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter wrote about fish that spawn in the fall. The spring spawn gets a lot of attention, but some important fish species are spawning right now. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Spring is when some of our most popular species, including sturgeon, muskellunge, and walleyes, go through their reproductive process. Bass and panfish are also spring spawners, though their time comes a little later in the warmer months. But DNR fish biologist Max Walter points out that we have a handful of species that are fall spawners. They're all species that thrive in cold water. They include most of our trout and salmon species, which is why those seasons are closed right now. Brook trout start spawning in October, but typically peak in November. Brown trout spawn from October to December. Our native lake trout are spawning from mid-October to early December. Inland populations of whitefish, which are part of the trout and salmon family, typically spawn in November. The same is true for cisco or tulabies. One exception is rainbow trout, which are actually native to the west coast of North America. They still follow the same life history and spawning timing as they did in their native areas, so they drop their eggs in the spring. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds. We'll have an 80% chance of showers and storms. Temperatures falling into the low 60s this afternoon. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms. Lows low 40s. Tomorrow, much cooler with showers and storms. Snow even possible. No snow accumulation. Highs will be in the mid-40s. Currently across the region, we do have clouds, even a few rain showers as well. Mondovi 73, Pepin and Lake City 72, Nogale, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 71, cloud 73 at WRDN with John Purdy. In Dirt on My Boots, it's 823.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just 2 more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. A Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work harder loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn? There's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. You plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. Do you go back? Go back. I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Dasha and Austin, 8:32. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Pepin Council of Senior Citizens holding a holiday bazaar on November 16th. This will be held at the Riverview Community Center in Durand from 9 to 4. There'll be door prizes, raffle prizes, fall and Christmas crafts, baked goods, candy, vintage items, baskets with wine, jams, and more. Lunch will also be served, $8 per plate. All the proceeds go to support the Pepin County Council of Senior Citizens. And for more information, you can either visit the Riverview Community Center or give them a call at 672-4101. That's 672-4101. Let's run down birthdays for today for this October 30th. Let's see. Actor and director Henry Winkler. 79 today. Everybody knows him as the Fonz, of course, from Happy Days. Newscaster Andrea Mitchell is 78. This actor is best known for his work on the TV show L.A. Law. Harry Hamlin, 73 today. This actor and comedian has been in the movies A Few Good Men and The Whole Nine Yards. Kevin Pollak, 67 today. This actor is best known for his work on the TV show Glee. Matthew Morrison is 46 today. Also, Olympic gymnast Natasha Lukin is 35. She won a gold medal in the 2008 Olympics, while Olympic gymnast Danielle Lea is 33. She won the bronze in the 2012 Olympics. Football quarterback Marcus Mariota is 31. He won the 2014 Heisman Trophy while playing at the University of Oregon.
Basketball player Devin Booker is 28. He became the youngest player to score over 60 points in a game, finishing with 70 in a game against the Boston Celtics in 2017. The second president of the United States, John Adams, born in the state in 1735. Bodybuilder Charles Atlas, born in the state in 1893. Hall of Fame television executive, newscaster and journalist Fred Friendly, born in the state in 1915. This actor was in the TV series Get Smart. Dick Gauthier, born in the state in 1931. And film director Louis Malle, born in the state in 1932. His credits include the films My Dinner with Andre and Crackers. Celebrating a birthday today, Laura Evans. Happy birthday to Laura. Laura's name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. And on Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to use the Dairy Queen app, earn rewards points, and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now for all of your grilling needs. Also get ready for the holidays too. While there, don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles from Durand Smokehouse. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents... The sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers? Steak fajitas? Or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, 80% chance of showers and storms. Temperatures falling into the low 60s this afternoon. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms, low 40s. Tomorrow, a chance of rain and or snow. No snow accumulation. We'll have highs only in the mid-40s. Clouds across the region this morning, a few scattered rain showers as well. Mondovi at 73. Pepin and Lake City, 72. O'Galley, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson, 71 here at WRDN. Cloud 73 with Scotty McCreary. And see you tonight. It's 8:40.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was home. Tied under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Yeah, yeah. Girl, I gotta see you
on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own, or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn?
he's lying there instead, getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. His boots are always muddy, and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? Lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody, and you were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Mm.
Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize a winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Always to cancer, salt of the earth and a real good dancer, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Well, it was just one tooth.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack, I'll think of a reason later. 8:52, I'm Brian Winnikins. Next hour, Tyler Masalk will be joining us. He's with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Recently, silver carp, the invasive silver carp, was discovered in the lower Chippewa River. And we're going to talk with Tyler about that next hour at about 9:10. Well, if you collect bobbleheads, you have a new one. Now, the folks at the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee are releasing an I Voted bobblehead just in time for Election Day. Now, the bobblehead isn't a person. Instead, it's an I Voted sticker on a spring. Well, that's different. The Bobblehead Museum's Phil Scar says the stickers have become as much a part of Election Day as anything else. If you would like, you can order your I Voted bobblehead, or bobble sticker, I guess, at this case, at the museum's website. Yep, there, believe it or not, is a National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. And yes, it's in Milwaukee.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
But Lord, I hope this day is good.